This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Okay, four screws. I think we got six screws there. There we go. Oh, yeah. Now we got the open sign up. And welcome, everyone, to Auto World. Good to have you along. Got the open sign up. Oh, hang on a sec. Got to turn the on-air light on. There it is. Okay, we're on the air live from Boise, Idaho. I'm your host, Mark Evans, sitting here in the Auto World Plaza, in the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza. Good to be along with you each and every week. Of course, like I've always said, it's always a gift for you to join me and taking the time out of your very busy, scheduled life. I know in today's world with the COVID, it's a pleasure that you are here with me. Relax. Just take a breath. A breath. Just relax, sit back, and let me do the driving. Today, here on Auto World, I'm sitting in the, just the conventional Dodge pickup seat. It does smell a little antique-ish. Yes. Oh, the smell of the old car. Suck it in. I need to figure out how to do smell-o-vision. They've been trying to figure that out for years, of course, not only for radio, but for TV. But just imagine the smell of the Indian blanket seat cover that's completely rotted underneath from sitting in the 1973 Dodge full-size pickup truck. Oh, yeah. Oh, the 318 V8 four-speed. See? That's how you do it. You can touch it and taste it. There it is. Today here on Auto World, we're going to do a lot of fun things, of course. On the second hour, we're going to go down memory lane, and we're going to do trivia. We're going to go, of course, into the email bag. Email, of course, is not only live, folks, but we're going to also do the email bag. And what this is, the email address, again, is autoworldradio, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And the phone number to reach us and interrupt me at any time, please. You're the star of the show, and I'll take your call. 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex, of course, he's got a greasy axle, and that's why we call him Axelrod Alex. And with that said, let's go to the phone lines and go to Southern Illinois. Talk to Trey. Hi, Trey, and welcome.
To hear your voice and listen to the show.
Hi, Trey. Yeah. Hey, you're Trey. I've always called you a charter member. You and I have been in touch with emails, and of course you've called in before. And if I'm not mistaken, let me make sure that you're in a disclosed location in Southern Illinois with your Tesla, right?
Yes, sir. Awesome. I was determined not to call you back till I've got to finish Dad's car.
Oh,
and,
the Cadillac.
Starter issues. Yeah, the Cadillac. So yeah. I had a battery tender on that battery the whole time, Mark. And it was a digital style. And it tested, you know, good, like it was charging. But that doggone thing was bad. And that was my issue with it. I didn't have enough, I guess, depth of charge in that battery. And my question was... Does that ever happen to you on your battery tender brand or not? Do I have the wrong brand charger? That's what I'm getting
at. Now, what you're saying, Trey, is that the battery tender didn't put enough juice into the battery for it to get charged up?
Well, it kept showing that it was good. Like it was 75%, and it would go up to 100%, and then it would maintain and... And so I didn't dream the problem was the battery, but when I took the starter off into a place I trust, they replaced the solenoid, but they said, you know what, that probably really wasn't the problem. But we replaced it since you already had it off.
Sure.
But I just didn't know. It's a diehard brand. I mean, it's a name brand deal.
Right, the battery itself.
No, the charger itself.
The charger.
Digital charger. Yeah, I changed from going with the idiot light chargers, the either green or red or yellow, to a digital one. You know, because I'd like to see what charge it was down to up to the charge it would be fully charged.
Good, good.
But I guess that could happen with anything.
Well, how many amps is the charger, though, Trey? Is it 3 amp, 5
yeah,
amp?
Yeah, it's a 6 amp down to 2.
Okay, and you had it flipped to 6 amp then?
Yeah, sure did.
Okay.
Well, no, I had it on the 2 because it was just a maintainer.
Okay, so yes, absolutely. Now there's two things here. I like the battery chargers that actually have the needle, like an old gauge in a car. You have the chart. You have the chart which shows the 2, the 3, the 4, the 5, 6 amp, 10 amp on the dashboard, and then you have the needle. So when you do turn that on to that battery, whichever style brand of battery it is, you'll see the needle come up. When it's completely dead, you'll see that if it's the total of 6 amp as a charger, the needle will go all the way up to 6 amp, and then after the time, as it keeps charging the battery, the needle drops down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 0. And then once it's to 0, you know that battery's completely full and charged and you're ready to go. But the battery, let's talk about the battery before I tell you to throw the charger away. Okay? This battery, so you... Did you get a new battery to start the Cadillac? Is that what happened here?
I took one out of the Escalade that you helped me with before. It had 2 batteries in it, and it was dated pretty long, you know.
Yeah.
So I put that in there today, in fact, because I wanted to call you today. And with the help of a little starter fluid, it started right up. It started right up.
Absolutely.
That leads into another question. The Cadillac Escalade of my wife's that you helped me with on the O2 sensors, it always had 2 batteries because it's got a big stereo in it that we didn't put in it. It was already in there when we bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So my question on this go-round is, I was always told that when you have a diesel or you have 2 batteries in an automobile, you have to replace both at the same time because it's one battery. Both batteries are only as good as the weakest battery. Does that make sense?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. They're hooked in there series wise. So what ends up happening? And again, that Escalade with 2 batteries hooked in, that's a bonus round, Trey. Now that really is. I know, like you say, creature features, stereos, et cetera, and, of course, an Escalade model has a lot of creature features that run off electricity, which is alternator and batteries. So, and even just the headlights. You know, your headlights are quite bright, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got everything on it.
Yep. So your batteries are a big key to starting a car, and... The Escalade is just like the Cadillac we're talking about. Now your Cadillac is an older Cadillac, and so the starter that you pulled out of the old Cadillac is good size in not only in a physical size and heavy and weight and all that, but it also needs a lot of amperage in order for it to even work correctly. Escalade is exactly the same way. That Escalade starter in there needs some major amperage. So yes, the batteries are probably the same age, aren't they? Both of them, 1 and 2 battery there in the Escalade?
Yeah, and what I was going to do was, since I'm going to sell Dad's Cadillac, I was just going to take that good battery and let it go with the Cadillac, you know, the used one, and then give my wife 2 brand new ones. But I, if I remember right, I was always told that when you do one, you got to do both.
Yeah,
and I was
do
just
both.
Making sure I heard that right.
Yeah, and here's another little tip before we come out to the break, Trey, is that you need, talking about the amperage with the starters need in all our cars, you can't put a 550 cold cranking amp battery in that Escalade times 2. You need a 650 or a 700 cold cranking amp battery times 2 to get that to work correctly, okay?
Wonderful. I appreciate
Thanks,
it,
Trey.
Mark.
Yep, we're going to take a short
all right.
break. Trey, I appreciate you calling and being part of the show. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate
thank it. You.
From Southern Illinois, Trey, thank you for being a charter member. We'll take a short break. When we return, that General Motors recall.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get this. Nobody with a good car needs to worry about nothing. You understand?
Yeah. I think I do.
Listen, get this. Nobody with a good car needs to be justified.
And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why.
I've come a long way since I believed in anything.
And I've come halfway around the world.
What are you talking about? Where you come from?
and rubber. Oh, the smell of the rubber coming off my tires. Bias ply tires, that is. Radios, they don't like to spin as fast as the bias ply. Can't buy the bias ply anymore. Hey, welcome back, everybody, here to Auto World, broadcasting from the Greasy Garage Studio. And, yes, our loudmouth Jay janitor here, Jay the janitor, he keeps the microphone clean from grease. And I want to say thank you to Jay for doing that. So during the week here in the Greasy Garage, though, I do have rubber gloves on, so my pearly hands don't get all greasy, and they do rip, and I still get grease on them. That's okay. That's what it's all about, and I am here each and every week for you to help you with your greasy situation. Absolutely. Hey, a little trivia. A little trivia here, the second hour of Auto World. In 1946, network television advertising for automobiles is initiated by what car company? 1946, network television advertising for automobiles on TV was initiated by what company do you think it was? 855-660-4261 is our number here at Auto World. And remember, the email address is good to go all the time. Auto World Radio, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. The 1970s, the 80s, the 90s, the 00s, the 2000 year, the 10s, and now we're in the 20s. Memories of the cars. We're going to get to that here the second hour. It's coming up here a little bit later, so stay tuned. Keep your seat warm, and I know you've got some popcorn there that you're eating, and you get your hands all greased up with butter. That's okay, because right now it's time for the recall. Now, you might want to, not might, I want you to. If you're a General Motors owner, listen up. Get a pen and pencil. Get the paper out. Wipe off the hands. Get the butter off the hands. And if you're in the bag of M&Ms, I know their hands are all chocolatey up, so wipe them down. And I want you to listen up here now. This is pretty crucial because it's a transmission issue, and your car might not drive forward or backwards. It's a recall here in Auto World. 194,000 Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, and GMC vehicles. A recall and transmission issue, 2018 through 2020 is the years. GM is issuing a recall for some 194,100 Buick. Here's the years, 2018 through 2020, Buick, Cadillac, and Chevrolet, and GMC vehicles due to missing or loose bolts on the stop and start accumulator end cap. Well, oh, I'm talking mechanic jargon. Now just listen up. I'm going to get down where we all understand it. This stop-start accumulator end cap, folks, which involves a part of the drivetrain that helps the system switch from brake to accelerator. Accelerator, another name I've called it here on Auto World, the go pedal. Oh, brake and accelerator. So, let's say stop and start accumulator end cap. Missing or loose bolts on the end cap could result in a transmission oil leak and may progresses into a loss of go power, increasing the risk of a crash, of course. So if you're sitting there in a stop sign, stop light, and this cap comes off or cracks and you get transmission fluid leaking, it's going to go forward on you. It's like somebody's pushing the gas pedal on you, okay? So it's, again, and not only you're going to go forward, but it also causes transmission fluid leaking on hot electrical, causes a risk of fire, as General Motors states here. Now, this is a little scary, but at the same time, they want to help you, and they want to help fix this. The affected vehicles, this is where you need your pen and pencil and your paper. The affected vehicles on this recall are model years 2018 through 2019 Chevrolet Cruze and Buick LaCrosse cars, model year 2018 to 2020 Chevrolet Equinox and Traverse and GMC Terrain SUVs. The model year 2018 is the Chevrolet Malibu cars. The model year 2019 through the 2020 year, Buick Enclave, and the Cadillac XT4. The Chevrolet Blazer and the GMC Acadia SUVs are model year 2020, and that also includes the Cadillac XT6 SUVs. Now, this is where you want to write this down, because the phone number I'm going to give you, how do you get it taken care of? It's free, folks. That word, F-R-E-E, it's free. You can go to the dealer and get it fixed free. I do recommend calling and getting an appointment first. And don't get mad at them if they say, we can't get to you for a month. Why? Because they, General Motors overall, might not have the parts yet in stock to put on your all those cars I just mentioned. So, but they'll make an appointment, get you in when they get it scheduled, and get you in and get it fixed. Now, here's the phone number to get right into you as the owner of the Buicks. You can call 1-800-521-7300. That's for your Buick owners, the Cadillac owners, 800-333-4223. You Chevrolet owners, 800-630-2438. Okay, there it is. I love giving you recalls because that helps you keep that car from breaking down on the side of the road. Turkey Day's getting close. I don't want you turning into a turkey. Now, with that said, I know you're cussing me out right now because I said the phone number so fast you didn't have a chance to get a pencil and paper and paper and pencil and all that. And in fact, you were wiping the butter off your hands because you were eating popcorn. I know you're listening and eating. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But I want to do a little housekeeping. With that said, you can always go back and listen. How? Oh, yeah. You can Google Auto World Podcast. On the top there, you don't have to search for it. Just Google Auto World Podcast on the internet. You'll see my podcast, and you can go back and listen to each and every whatever show you would like to get the information that you might have just missed. Because I want to go forward. We've got another recall the third hour we're going to do. We've got other things we need to get to and all that. So always go back and listen to the Auto World Podcast. Also, a little housekeeping here. Facebook, just Facebook me. Mark Evans, my name. Instagram is Auto World Media. If you have an Instagram account, and you'll see a photo there, a nice rusty sign that says Memories, and we're going to get to that here this hour about 70s, 80s, 90s, the 2000s, 10s, the 20s, the cars. What has happened? Memories. Yeah. We'll take a little short break. Don't take those safety glasses out. We still got a lot of sparks happening here in the studio, the Greasy Garage Studio. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's conceding nothing when it comes to the election. On Twitter, the president saying Joe Biden only won in the eyes of the fake news media. President Trump adding, we have a long way to go, and claimed the election was rigged. President Trump's attorneys say more and more evidence keeps coming out regarding claims of voter fraud and irregularities. The Department of Homeland Security's cyber agent security pushing back on that notion, saying the 2020 general election was the most secure in American history. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine says the coronavirus is sweeping its way through the Buckeye State.
This community spread endangers your grandparents who are in a nursing home, our schools. We like to have our kids in school, but community spread threatens that.
DeWine speaking on CNN's State of the Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
They're going to roll real good for you this Turkey Day. I know they are. Welcome back to the Auto World Plaza here in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along with you. And I want to say you're going to have good times are going to roll for you in your automobile, your ride. Each and every one of you might have. I know you have one automobile. You might even have two. So you are, when you have two cars or more than two, you actually have your own Auto World. And poll shows here lately that a little news that just came in shows that a lot of you are going to be traveling a lot less, actually, for the Thanksgiving time period and through the holidays and all. And with that said, hey, I got some good news for you. You're going to find that the gasoline per gallon is going to be over the average throughout our nationwide show here on Genesis Communications Network through the U.S. of A. You're going to find, each and every one of you, you're going to find that the gas is going to be about 50 cents a gallon cheaper. Yes! Yes, I get a raise. Woo. That means I don't have to put as much gas money into the tank. Isn't that a good feeling? Oh, yeah. For you folks that have electrical power, EV, you don't care. Right? I don't care about that. I plug in. Well, remember now, you got to plug your EV in late at night when you go to bed, because the electrical prices on your power bill will be a lot less then. Hey, let's get to the second hour trivia question and get you some, got some windshield wash fluid that goes with that cracked windshield that I'm going to give you when you answer this trivia question correctly. It is the trivia question. In 1946, network television advertising for automobiles is initiated by what car company? Okay. Is it Toyota? Is it Ford? Is it Chevy? Is it Dodge? Is it Hyundai? Is it, I don't know, you tell me. Here's the number here at Auto World. Be a part of the show. Interrupt me at any time to get that cracked windshield as a good gift. 855-660-4261. And the email is always fresh, folks. Fresh as a glazed donut. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. answer. I can answer and help you with no asking of your credit card, of course, your car questions. 45 years ASC, Automotive Service Excellence, is that, that's what that stands for, of taking the test, being there, touching the cars, fixing the cars, and listening to the communication of the client, the customer. See, when I started the repair business back that many years ago, I said to myself, self, I love cars. I went to college for it, went to junior high. I went, well, in fact, I was starting at home with my dad on a Volkswagen thing way back when in the 70s. And that was when we were at high altitude and I was young and I just loved it. I wanted to kind of say to myself, what makes this thing tick? And that's why I guess I'm a mechanic, a technician. Today, you know, you were a greasy mechanic back, a lube jockey back in the day, and I still am. I'm still lubing a few of the older cars for folks. I still have 3 or 4 grease guns. That's right. You still have old cars on the road. That's good. They still have places you need to grease. At the same token, you'll see here at the Greasy Garage a car that's only 2 years old. And what am I doing? Ah, it's a brake. I take the rubber gloves off. I grab the electronic computer that's, there's no grease, there's no transmission oil or engine oil or antifreeze on it or anything, and I plug it in, and it tells me what's going on. I just had one here the other day that didn't have an engine light on, but this gentleman told me that it's running rough. Now, this is for each and every one of you. Now, I'm talking about this because a lot of you might think that I have nothing wrong with my car, Mark, because of the engine light. Or it's called the MIL light. You know what the MIL light stands for? It's either an engine light or a malfunction indicator light. Uh-huh. I'm stuttering with my words, and that's okay. That engine light, you scan it. I scanned his. It says it's running a little rough, and I said, well, let's scan it and see. So the newer car actually stopped me from using my ears to listen to the mist like I had to with the cars in the yesteryears, and I plugged it in. Yeah, I could kind of feel the little mist, but see, with the newer cars, there was no engine light on, and I couldn't really feel the mist like the older car, you know, chug, 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 chug. I plugged it in, it basically showed me that we have a misfire on cylinder number 3. See, the electronics of the cars today, the computer is a manager, and it manages everything that's underneath the hood correctly. So if it's got a misfire, let's say, for example, a coil's bad on cylinder 3 that gives a spark to the spark plug. That's not firing correctly, so there's your misfire. Or a fuel injector is plugged up from carbon, and you haven't put any fuel injector cleaner in there, and that's why it's all carboned up, so it can't spray the fuel. Okay, so there's a misfire, because now we got spark, but we don't have the fuel. So it's not firing the fuel, so yeah, there's a misfire. How about a ground wire? This is a lot, I see this a lot, is that I get asked a lot, do I really want to clean underneath my bonnet? Or another word for that is a hood. Yes, you do. You don't want to sandblast it with a steam cleaner, but you can clean it yourself, another DIY. Now, it's a little harder in the winter to do it because your hose is frozen and all that, but you can go to the car wash and do the hand one and do all that. But get you some Purple Powers one. I use ZEP, Z-E-P, good multiple grease fighter cleaner. They also, Engine Bright is another company that it's foam degreaser in a can. You just spray it all over your engine, and then you just rinse it off. Keep the grease off, because I find out that we have a misfire in cylinder number 3 or 4, whatever, whichever cylinder's misfiring. We find out that the misfire is caused from a ground wire that's hooked to all the electronically controlled fuel injectors. The ground wire is greasy and a little bit loose, because the car's going down the road, the truck's going down the road at all times, and shaking and baking, loosening things up at all times. So let's get it clean and let's get things tight, and then you won't have a misfire. And that's exactly what happened to this gentleman's vehicle. It didn't take me very long to diagnose it, and it didn't take me very long to do what? Just clean and tighten things up. Now, it's a pretty simple little thing. A trivia question here in Auto World again. In 1946, network television advertising for automobiles is initiated by what car company? Ford, Dodge, Chevy, Toyota, Hyundai? Ooh, maybe a Honda? I don't know. Maybe a Suzuki. What are you driving? Think about that. Was that the company that put a very first initiated advertising for your car on TV? And does advertising work in the aspect of cars? Oh, good question. Well, yes, it does. But I still, today, the world's changed. We are actually looking at cars on the internet, the dot-com world. Carvana is one of them. They got the cars in the glass boxes. You go up there and put the coin in, and the car comes down the vending machine. A car vending machine, folks, comes down the glass box, and there's your car. Sold, sold, sold. You didn't get in it. You didn't drive it. You didn't touch it. You didn't literally taste it. Smell it. See the smell? Yes, yeah, the smell like I've got here on the Dodge bench seat here today in Greasy Garage Studio. The antique smell. See, but you want to drive them. When I say that, you want to get in the cockpit and test drive them. Because the A-pillar that is right there when you get in the driver's seat, that's called the A-pillar, right? That's the, to the left of the windshield. The A-pillar might be a little too big. You might not like the way it sits. And with that, Mercedes-Benz taught me this. How do you adjust yourself? Auto World tip this hour. How do you, brought to you by, well, they taught me, Mercedes-Benz. How do you know where to put your eyeball in the going out the windshield? How do you like to be sitting when you're relaxed in your car or truck when you're driving down the road? Do you like to see, which I have seen, and that's why I'm talking about it. I usually see, I'm not stereotyping, but I see the guys laid back and relaxed like a Lazy Boy lounge chair. Then I see the females, they're about 3 inches from the steering wheel where the airbag is. When we come back from a short break, we're going to talk about let's get adjusted correctly. And I am. I'm going to, I got the seatbelt on. It's a little bit too tight. I'm going to loosen up my seatbelt here at the Greasy Garage Studio, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about that. And also, oh, memories. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I do too. Big V8, big four barrel, or in this case, in today's world, a fuel injection, FI, fuel injection. Put two bottles of fuel injector cleaner, folks, into your fuel tank before we go anywhere else. Well, do that after the show, okay? All right, good. Fuel injector cleaner. Oh, you want to ask the gentleman here in the first row, he's like, what brand? What brand works for me? STP. Now, this is not a shameless plug or anything. I just use STP, but you can use Lucas, you can use Wins, you can use 44K, BG's brand, but you must make sure that you make sure that's on the bottle, super concentrated, or just the word concentrated, okay? Okay, fantastic. Now, I've got, real quick, I do have an email here that, we have to do the email after this. I do remember the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 00s, 2000, the 10s, the 20s. Oh, let's go back memory lane real quick. And then we're going to give the gentleman here that's got the answer to the trivia question some awesome gifts. Remember the 70s in your cars, the metal, the real metal, the days of no power windows, manual brakes where you really had to have muscles in your leg to stop that bad boy. Remember the nights when there was only one dim headlight on each side? Oh, the days of cast iron V8s with very little repair needed. And some aluminum four cylinders, Chevrolet Vega, which needed some work. Oh, now the 80s. Remember the 80s? The colors. Yes, the colors were bright greens, dark greens, yellows, bright yellows, computers starting to creep into the engine compartment, the lean burn system from Chrysler, oh boo, the front wheel drive words started to come into our lives, not rear wheel drive anymore, yes, the 80s, the CV joint, constant velocity joint, kind of like your wrist, goes around and around, I just love the sound of it, the clicking sound, why did I love it? Because it rang the register at the cash register up front. Money, money, money. Yes. How about that? I thought I had a rear-wheel drive car, is what they said to me when I said, no, you've got a front-wheel drive car. That was back in the 80s. But, oh, memories of the 1990s. Oh, those big buses, the Chevy Suburbans, the Ford Expeditions. The families loved them. We could climb in, take our dogs, our cats, our three kids, our four kids. Oh, everybody could climb in the big buses. Yes, but I got to say, and I did say, goodbye to the metal and hello to the plastic back in the 90s. Well, and now the content, the products of the FWD, front-wheel drive cars everywhere. FWD, Frank, Wally, David? No, front-wheel drive of the 90s. Things have changed. The gas mileage vehicles started to, well, they started to hit the front lines, of course, over the other cars that came to us, all of us in the 1990s. Everybody's driveway, they had not only the big buses, the Suburbans over there, the Ford Expeditions, the big trucks started to come into play in the 90s, but they also had, as I noticed, as I worked on them, the Toyotas, the Hondas. They had the good gas mileage vehicle next to the gas hog. Yes, the gas guzzlers was there in the 90s, weren't they? Today, the Suburbans, we won't go there yet till we get to the 20s. Let's go now to the double O's, the 2000 year. Say hello to computers everywhere in the cars, the trucks, the buses, the Suburbans, the Expeditions, the big, the small, computers everywhere. You like micromanaging? Does your boss micromanage you? Well, your computer in the year 2000, they did micromanage everything. Did you like those fancy words that the technicians used? Your TPMS is out. Your BARO is out. Your MAT is broken. Your MASS is done. Your PPS is over with. What? Yeah. Did you know what the PPS even stood for? It stands for Power Steering Pressure Switch. That's right. In 2000, that came aboard in cars, where in fact, what that is it's a sensor. So when you were sitting in your big bus, the Suburban, the Expedition, sitting downtown in a park spot, wanted to parallel park it. Did you notice that it was so easy to turn the steering wheel when you parked it? You didn't have to use both hands like the 80s, the 70s, because there was manual steering back then. No, you had a PPS, power steering pressure switch. So when you drove down the freeway, it turned easy when you were parked. One finger could turn that steering wheel. But when you're on the freeway, did you notice that when you changed lanes, you didn't turn the steering wheel very much and it still changed lanes? Because the steering wheel, the PPS sensor, knows that the tire was spinning at a high rate of speed, causing it to turn into manual steering for you. Oh, the 2000s. Yes. Now let's go to the 10s. 2010. Engine lights, they're everywhere. The MIL light, or better known as the engine light. They started out calling them the MIL light, malfunctioned indicator light, and changed them to engine light, the picture of the engine on the dash. Oh, it's just like Halloween, like Christmas. See, Halloween is orange, Christmas is every light's on, your ABS, your engine light's on, your brake light is on. I hate that, even the light that tells you you need your oil changed. Power everything in the 10s, the 2010 is the year, I call them the 10s. Windows are power, locks are power, sunroofs are power, heated and powered outside power, mirrors are power, the seats are power, front and back seats are power, heat in both front and rear. Power assist steering, like I just mentioned, the voice activation on the dash, the ABS brakes, the shaking of the seats. What? Yeah, the lane assist. Yes, the DVD movies. That means that lane assist for you folks that don't have it. If your car kind of wanders over in the other lane, that 2010, 2011 car will move you back, and it shakes the seat on that side to wake you up. The headlights are no more round. There are no more one on each side. There's more than one. They're LEDs. They're even more than that. They're blue streak. They're fast. They're fun. They're bright. They blind the people coming at you. Those were the 10s. Diesel engines have changed. No more noise in the 10s, the 2010 year. No, no more noise. No more smell, hardly. You can't smell that diesel in front of you. It was like just heaven. I hated the smell of the diesels. Now I've got friends that have them. You can't even hear that they're even running. I think they're almost smoother than the gas engines. And they can pull the skin right off your camp trailer, those diesel trucks, can't they? You guys are laughing, and I'm not. I'm telling the truth. I have the whole front row here in the Greasy Garage studio there. The guys are giving me thumbs up and saying, you're the man. No, you guys are the man because you have diesels that will pull the skin right off the side of that camp trailer going up that hill. So much torque. Now let's go to the 20s. 2020. One word. Electric. Stay tuned. Things have changed, haven't they? Now let's go to that email, because I've got some gifts, and I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for going down memory lane with me. Let's go now to the email, and we have a winner, and that is right. The answer is Chevrolet on that trivia question. 1946 network television advertising for automobiles is instituted by Chevrolet, and we have a winner. Yes! Congratulations. Oh, my gosh, it's a female, and it's Amy. Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it. And you say you're listening to us in Reno. Well, let's do a shout-out to KNNR 1400 AM in Reno, Sparks, Sun Valley, and Carson City, Nevada. Thank each and every one of you there in Nevada for listening and tuning in, and hope you had fun. We're going to have to roll the garage door is rolling down on us right now. I want to thank everybody here to help put Outer World on the air, and Genesis Communications Network. Of course, Axelrod Alex, thanks for the producer of the show. Thanks, Alex. General Motor George, he's my chief engineer who keeps me wired. Audi Adam, he's always out taking care of all the affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager at GCN, he's always keeping the wheels on the show. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy's always telling me I'm looking good. Loudmouth Jay, thanks for keeping the studio clean. Drive safe, everyone. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.